Even the astronauts and cosmonauts on the space station can't avoid hearing about the Olympics. But rather than harp on about the prospects for medals or the politics surrounding the event, we thought we would look at something close to the athletes' hearts, their stomachs. Feeding the globe's Olympic athletes is, as you can imagine, a mammoth task. There are 28,000 people in the Olympic Village, and over the next 2 weeks, they'll eat an estimated 3.5 million meals. On the menu, 243,000 kilos of meat, 800,000 eggs, and more than 900,000 bananas. They say that if you placed all of those bananas end-to-end, they would cover the Olympic marathon route three times over. Don't you love those useless statistics?
Yes, I wonder actually how far it would cover if you were to straighten all the bananas out.
Well, according to the European guidelines on straight bananas.
Well, exactly, yes. So that's a lot of bananas they're going to get through. So how are things in the kitchens?
Well, in the kitchens, things are very real and very intense. 230 chefs and 6,500 Chinese student workers will be pumping out the Olympic food, as Madeline Jenner reports.
In the Beijing Olympic Village, anticipation is building. The athletes are preparing to represent their countries, and Irish-born Sydneysider Gary Leahy is gearing up to serve millions of meals. Gary Leahy is senior executive chef at the Olympic Village. He arrived in Beijing just over a month ago in preparation for his third Olympics.
The first 2 weeks were pretty good because obviously there was no athletes here, so we've managed to get in a lot of sightseeing, and then I'm very, very impressed with Beijing as a city. So then, obviously, the athletes started to come in, and we've just been working so hard the past 2 weeks. We're doing about 33,000 meals a day, and we'll peak to 60,000.
The dining hall at the Olympic Village, I understand, can sit some 6,000 people. And so I presume, yeah. I presume the kitchens are pretty large too.
Yeah, the kitchen is must be the size of a football field, or close to it. We have the kitchen set up into five sections, and obviously each section has their menu, and then they fire the food, basically, and my job is I'm the expediter, and all the food comes through me, and I'm the link between the kitchen and the front of house.
And on the menu, there are plenty of options. For breakfast, there's scrambled eggs, sautéed zucchini, chicken with chickpeas, octopus with peppers, red miso and congee. Gary Leahy again.
There's obviously a big Chinese influence here, which is very popular, and Chinese influence at actually all the games would probably be the most popular food that we do. I mean, you know, their stir fries and their soups. Like a lot of Chinese, but a lot of Mediterranean dishes or, you know, European based dishes. So, yeah, everybody is served across the board, you know, no matter what sort of a taste or a background you come from. I think we've got it pretty much covered.
And, I mean, of course, you're also dealing with athletes who, most of whom would have very strict kind of diet regimes. I mean, how do you account for that?
Probably have about 80 different items on the menu every day or every, you know, meal period. And we also have halal stations, and we have designated equipment in the kitchen for just, we just cook pork in them, and we've designated pork cool rooms. So we're sort of covering every base, really.
And since the Sydney Olympic Games, food security has become a much bigger issue. In Sydney, all the food came direct from the suppliers every day. But in 2004, in the wake of terrorist attacks like 9/11, security was much tighter. In Athens, all food went to a warehouse first for security checks. And in Beijing, the authorities are leaving nothing to chance.
Food safety is really, really tight. And obviously the Beijing government have people in the kitchen as well. Temperature checking, taking samples. We were at the Beijing Hygiene Bureau about 2 weeks ago, and they were walking us or talking us through that. Even the suppliers that the Beijing government has employed to supply us with food, there's people there from the Hygiene Bureau tracking all the food. So literally from the farm to the fork, the food is tracked by Hygiene Bureau people to make sure that everything is just in top shape.
As the Games draws closer and closer, I mean, what's it like being in the village? I mean, obviously you've got a huge task ahead of you, and it's a very different task to the athletes, but it must be getting pretty exciting.
Yeah, the village is it's a buzz, you know, a lot of athletes walking around, as I say, when we're leaving work every day, you know, just strolling down the streets with all these athletes. It's really quite amusing, you know. But yeah, the buzz in the village is just fantastic. Athletes are hanging their flags out of their apartments, and it's, you know, it's really good.
That was Gary Leahy, Senior Executive Chef at the Beijing Olympic Village, speaking to Madeline Jenner. Now, they say that if you can't stand the heat, you should get out of the kitchen, but by the sounds of it, with a kitchen that big, you'd need a compass to get out.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.